Looking back, Daniela Castro Martinez is still amazed by her mother's energy and selflessness.
She really did like anything for me and never complained about it.
That was before Sandra Martinez was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. The disease affects the nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. Daniela and Sandra's roles reversed as the disease progressed. When Daniela was in high school, she became one of her mother's primary caregivers.
Cooking meals for her, feeding her, brushing her teeth. Sometimes my dad and I would like switch off tasks, and sometimes I would kind of like position her and put her into bed and everything.
Balancing school and caregiving responsibilities was how the 17-year-old spent the past 4 years until her mother died this summer. She says the experience was isolating. And Daniela's not alone. In the United States, there are about 5.4 million people under the age of 18 caring for a person in their household. Researchers believe that number is higher because children are often left out of national surveys. Some studies say youth caregivers have increased anxiety and depression, and for most, resources are hard to find. Kara Levine is a home health care advocate who has worked with youth caregivers for nearly 2 decades. She says when it comes to support, the focus has primarily been on adults. Some families don't seek help out of fear that children will be taken out of the home. But Levine says that's not the answer.
The answer is to provide enough support in the home that the young person can contribute in a meaningful way, but not be responsible for the whole thing.
She said the COVID-19 pandemic and opioid crisis has only increased the number of youth caregivers and the need to pay attention to them. The American Association of Caregiving Youth has been offering assistance to youth caregivers since 1998. Its Youth Caregiver Project supports kids and their families in Palm Beach County, Florida, and is the only program of its kind in the U.S. Founder Connie Siskowski says the association connects young caregivers with resources to help them succeed in school and at home. That might include tutoring, counseling, or even connecting students with school supplies or food resources. Siskowski says partnering with the Palm Beach County School District has been key.
For them to be able to kind of set the standard, I think is important. And we look to that as we talk with people in other states to try and work with the schools because that's where the kids are.
The association reports that students involved in the program are sticking with it, and the graduation rate is above 90%. The biggest issue is identifying caregivers who need the support. There's no standard way to identify them, and caregivers don't have access to federal and state-funded resources until they're 18. To address this, the association developed a screening tool to help them find kids in this situation. It's a questionnaire given to middle school students. It helped identify 14-year-old David Thomas Rogazan, who's been providing emotional support for his 10-year-old sister, Rania. Rania was born with congenital heart disease.
All the time I took care of my sister, even when I was in elementary school. And overall, that was my responsibility, taking care of her, making sure that she's doing well and her behavior as well.
His mother, Alina, says the mentors and group activities give her son an outlet outside of his home responsibilities.
And for a few hours, they were able to be kids. That's amazing.
Connecting with other youth caregivers is what many students in the program value most. Daniela says she would have appreciated that kind of support while taking care of her mother in Arizona, where she lives.
Being able to communicate with others that were in a similar situation maybe would have made me feel like it would make me feel more hopeful.
April Franklin, WXXI News.